Hello, and welcome back to Koala Moon, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. Now, rather magically, this evening we're going to be introduced to a beautiful being. She's nowhere to be found, but everywhere to be seen. I know it sounds like I'm speaking in riddles, but the powerful force that is Mother Nature is the star of our story tonight. She looks after our Earth and makes sure that every living thing is happy and healthy. She's been around since the beginning of time, and her job is to protect and care for the Earth and everything on it. Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Story Button, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Let's snuggle down, close our eyes, and relax as we join Mother Nature on her travels around the world, on a journey of appreciation for our beautiful planet Earth. This is Meditating with Mother Nature by Gillian Rogerson. It's a beautiful day on Earth, and Mother Nature is getting ready to travel around the planet to make sure everyone is happy and cared for. Her long, flowing hair is as green as fresh new leaves upon a tree. Her amber eyes sparkle as brightly as the stars in the sky. Her smile is warm and welcoming, and her soft voice is gentle and soothing. Mother Nature wears a gown made from flower petals of many colours, and wherever she goes, she leaves behind a delicate floral fragrance. Upon her feet are the softest of shoes that she wove from the fluffy clouds in the sky. Before she sets off on her journey around the world, Mother Nature takes time to quieten her mind. It's something she does every day. She closes her eyes and takes some big, deep breaths. Breathing in and out. In and out. In and out. Peace and relaxation flow through her, and a gentle smile alights on her face. She opens her eyes. She's ready to set off on her journey. She thinks about the beautiful planet and where she should go first. An image of a forest comes to her. She nods, "Yes, that will be a good place to start." She closes her eyes again and thinks softly about transporting herself to a forest. The air around her becomes warmer, and she inhales the refreshing scent of pine needles and fresh foliage. Mother Nature opens her eyes. She is now in the middle of a magnificent forest. Tall trees reach towards the sky. Rays of sunlight slant through gaps in the trees and cause flickering shadows to dance across the forest floor. A warm breeze flows around Mother Nature and brings with it the soothing scent of wildflowers and lavender. The breeze moves through the trees and creates a gentle rustle. From somewhere within the branches, birds chirp cheerfully. Mother Nature moves over to the nearest tree and places her hand on its warm bark. She closes her eyes and feels a deep, loving connection to the tree. Her connection deepens, and it flows to the other trees too.
She can feel how strong and steady they are. She silently thanks the trees for all they do, for providing a home to the many animals and birds of the forest, giving them shelter during the rain and snow, and supplying them with delicious food. Mother Nature opens her eyes and places both hands over her heart. She smiles at the trees and says, "Thank you. I love you." The leaves on the trees rustle as though they're saying, "We love you too." She looks away from the trees and listens to the soft sounds of the animals and birds who live in the forest. She sets out walking, ready to say hello to the animals of the forest. She waves to a bushy-tailed squirrel scampering up a tree. His little arms are full of golden chestnuts that he's gathered from the forest floor. She smiles at some rabbits who are hopping through the soft grass towards their cozy burrow. She spots deer in a meadow, nibbling at the sweet leaves on the trees. Mother Nature stops to talk to all the animals she meets and asks if they need anything. The animals say no, thank you. They are perfectly content and have everything they need. Mother Nature walks on through the beautiful forest and enters a glade. She closes her eyes and listens to the peaceful sounds of her environment. She puts her hands over her heart and says to the forest, "Thank you for looking after those who live here and providing them with everything they need. I love you." Mother Nature keeps her eyes closed and thinks about where she should go next. An image of a lush jungle drifts into her mind, and she takes herself there. When she opens her eyes, she's in the middle of a jungle. The air is warmer and the trees are denser, with bigger leaves. She hears different sounds and sets off to say hello to the wildlife of the jungle. She sees a fluffy orangutan baby sleeping soundly in the arms of his mother beneath the shade of a tree. She calls out a hello to some chattering chimpanzees who are swinging from strong vines that loop between the trees. The chimpanzees give her a chorus of cheerful hellos in return. She follows the journey of a family of elephants who walk in an organized line towards a wide river. When they reach it, they dip their trunks in the river and then give themselves a refreshing shower. She waves to a bright red parrot with blue tail feathers who is perched on a branch. The parrot is letting out a series of peculiar but delightful squawks. Mother Nature stops to talk to all of them and asks if she can do anything for them. The animals say, "No, thank you." They are perfectly content and have everything they need. She walks on and takes a seat on a sun-warmed rock. She closes her eyes, places her hands over her heart, and says to the beautiful jungle, "Thank you for looking after those who live here and providing them with everything they need. I love you." She keeps her eyes closed and transports herself to the countryside next. Once there, she walks through the fields and talks to sheep, cows and horses and the other animals and birds who live there. As before, Mother Nature offers her assistance. The animals smile and say no. They don't need anything, thank you. Mother Nature spots a farmer and his family in the distance, busy going about their daily chores. She sends a silent, heartfelt thank you to them for looking after the land and the animals. She thinks about the humans on the planet and all the many ways they take care of it. Her heart fills with love for them, and she sends out her appreciation for all they do. Mother Nature continues on her walk through the fields and enters a meadow. She gazes in wonder at the beautiful flowers that sway in the gentle wind. Even though they look similar, she knows that each one is unique. She strolls further into the meadow and inhales the soothing aroma of the plants. She feels so very relaxed and peaceful. Mother Nature kneels at the side of a cluster of buttercups and gently cups her hands around them. It's like holding sunshine in her palms. She thanks the buttercups for being there and sends her love to them. She straightens up and goes on her way, silently giving her thanks to the other flowers and plants in the meadow. She notices a fluffy bumblebee resting on the petals of a rose. She says hello and asks if he needs anything. The bee lets out a happy buzz and says, "No, thank you. I have everything I need in this meadow. I'm having a wonderful time flitting from one flower to the other." Mother Nature thanks the bee for the amazing job he does of spreading pollen and nectar through the plants. She tells him that the planet wouldn't be the same without him and the other bees. The bee buzzes happily and says he's just doing his job. Mother Nature walks into the middle of the meadow. She closes her hands, places her hands on her heart, and gives thanks to the flowers, the plants, and the many insects that thrive there. She extends her appreciation to the birds dipping and diving through the air, and to the trees and hedges that fill the countryside with such a wonderful array of greenery. She opens her eyes, gazes softly at her surroundings, and says, "I love you all." She hears the sound of running water and walks out of the meadow and towards a crystal clear river. She reaches the river and sits on the warm grass at the side of it. She thinks about the journey the river has taken and pictures a trickle of water somewhere upstream that meandered gently through the fields, growing bigger and stronger until it became the river she now sees. She thinks about its journey onwards and how it will flow into the vast ocean. Mother Nature watches fish swimming through the clear water and smiles at them. She looks downstream and sees a family of ducks gliding smoothly through the water. And beyond them is an otter lying on his back, drifting peacefully on the gentle current. She asks if anyone needs her help. They reply no, and say they have everything they need, thank you. Mother Nature closes her eyes and says to the river, "Thank you for providing a home and water to those who need it. I love you." She opens her eyes and thinks about the water on the planet, the streams, rivers, waterfalls and the amazing oceans. She closes her eyes again and brings forth an image of the falling water in its many forms. The soft, misty fog. The light, refreshing rain. The sudden yet amazing downpours. And the beauty of snow. She sends her appreciation and love out to the bountiful supply of water on the planet and thanks it for allowing the Earth to continue thriving and growing. Her thoughts go to the beautiful sun and how it never fails to rise in the morning or set in the evening. How it provides warmth and light across the Earth. Her love and appreciation deepen, and she tells the sun how much she loves it. And adds her heartfelt thanks. Mother Nature smiles as she thinks about rainbows. She pictures a spectacular rainbow arcing across the sky. Its colors so bright and beautiful that you could be forgiven for thinking it was made from pure magic. She thanks the rainbows of the past for their beautiful display of colours and expresses gratitude for those rainbows that are yet to grace the sky in all their spectacular splendour. She feels a soft breeze on her face and thanks the wind for all it does, for the way it whispers gently through the trees and grass. How it supports flying birds on currents of air, and how it catches seeds and carries them across landscapes before releasing them gently to the ground, where they can grow into strong plants. She opens her eyes, stands up, and slowly turns around, taking in the wonder and perfection of the countryside and those who live there. Her heart fills with love and warmth. She leaves the countryside behind and transports herself to a snowy climate on the northern part of the planet. The air is crisp and cold, and a light snowfall settles on her hair and gown. She doesn't feel the cold at all. And smiles at the perfectly formed snowflakes that land on her. She looks out at the landscape, which is blanketed in a thick covering of soft snow. There is a peaceful quietness in the atmosphere, and it makes Mother Nature feel even more relaxed. A polar bear appears on the snowy horizon and waves his paw in welcome. He ambles over to Mother Nature and they exchange warm hellos and a hug. The bear tells her about his day and his leisurely swim through the clear water and how he leapt from one iceberg to the next just for the sheer fun of it. Mother Nature asks if the bear needs anything. The bear looks around, smiles softly, and says, "No, thank you. Everything is perfect. Just perfect. I have everything I need here." They hug again and the bear ambles away. Ready to have more fun jumping across the icebergs. Mother Nature walks through the snow-covered landscape. The crystalline snowflakes cover her hair and gown like a lacy shawl. She meets an Arctic fox strolling through the snow. They stop to chat, and after asking if she needs anything, the fox says no and thanks Mother Nature for her kindness in asking. Mother Nature carries on walking and meets more animals who have made the spectacular snowy landscape their home. She asks about their welfare and if there's anything she can do for them. The animals all say no, but appreciate her concern. After making sure no one at all needs her help, she closes her eyes, places her hands over her heart, and to the snow-covered land, she says, "Thank you for providing the perfect environment for these animals, those who live on the land and those who live in the water. I love you." She keeps her eyes closed, for she hasn't yet finished with the snowy environments on the planet. She transports herself to the southern part of the world. She opens her eyes and sees hundreds and hundreds of penguins in front of her. The sight of them fills her heart with joy, and she smiles widely. The penguins are involved in many activities. Some are skating across the ice. Others are sliding down snowy hills. And some are huddled together in cozy groups. Mother Nature walks amongst the penguins and says hello to as many as she can. She can't resist having a little skate across the ice with a group of emperor penguins. They hold out their wings and support Mother Nature as she moves smoothly across the slippery surface with them. She spends time talking to the penguins and is assured that everyone is happy and cared for, and that there is nothing they need. Mother Nature says goodbye to the penguins and walks towards a pebbled beach. She gazes out at the ocean and sees a huge whale rising gracefully from the water. The whale's movements are mesmerizing, and Mother Nature gets lost in the perfection of the creature's slow, majestic dance. Mother Nature thinks about the oceans of the world and those beings who live in them. She closes her eyes, puts her hands over her heart, and begins her gratitude practice. She expresses her gratitude and love to the oceans and those who live there. Her heart overflows with love, and a warm feeling of appreciation flows through her over and over again. She continues with her travels around the planet and makes sure she visits as many environments as she can. She stops to talk to the beings who live there and offers her help in case anyone should need it. Soon, the sky begins to grow darker. And once she has finished with her travels, Mother Nature transports herself to the top of a beautiful mountain. She stands beneath a blanket of stars and looks out at the land below her. She sees trees and fields stretching out to the horizon. She spots winding rivers and cascading waterfalls. She hears the soothing sound of owls hooting and feels the evening breeze wrapping around her like a nighttime blanket. She looks up at the twinkling stars and the full, bright moon. She thanks the stars for their twinkling light, and the moon for its role in keeping the earth spinning smoothly on its continuous journey around the sun. As always, she adds a heartfelt, "I love you." She settles down on the grass and keeps her focus on the night sky. She pictures the planets beyond the moon, those planets that have been Earth's neighbors for billions of years. Her thoughts travel further into outer space, and she thinks about those planets that have not yet been discovered, but knows they will be, and it will happen at the perfect time. She gives thanks to the universe and all the treasures it holds. Mother Nature closes her eyes, and this time she holds her hands out in a cupping motion. She imagines cradling Earth in her hands. She takes some deep, relaxing breaths and allows all the love she has felt during her travels to flow from her heart and into the imaginary planet in her hands. She thinks about the beauty and perfection of the blue and green planet, and how it provides everything that is needed for those who live there. Mother Nature smiles softly and says, "Thank you, dear, dear planet. Thank you for everything. I love you." She imagines her love and appreciation turning into a pink glow of light. She sends the glow out into the world and bathes the whole planet in her love. She sends her love up into the night sky and out into the universe. She stays still for a while, letting her love and appreciation flow smoothly from her heart and out into the world and beyond. After a while, she opens her eyes, lowers her hands over her heart, and settles down in the soft grass of the mountaintop. She falls asleep, holding the love for Earth securely in her heart. Tomorrow, she will set out on her travels again. She will do her best to be a guardian of the perfect planet that she loves so dearly.